الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. This is the third lecture from the story of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام. We've come to the end of it. نعم. We've come to the end of the surah, and today inshallah we'll complete those benefits that Shaykh Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions, and I will be reading those benefits. Naam. So we have left the story where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam after having coming out of the prison. And the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salam was established, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to have authority in that land, the land of Misr, the land of Egypt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that ability to also aid his people, being in charge of the khaza'in al-ard, yani the affairs of the, if you like, the finances, the economic situation, whereby because of his answers that he knew regarding the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through revelation revealed to him how the harvest is going to be in the next 7 years or so and thereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that, he gave him the knowledge, the full knowledge of that. And so he became the minister of finance, or the economic minister in Egypt. And Allah mentions, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf in the land. And that is to take possession therein, when and where he likes. We bestow of our mercy whom we will. This verse, نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. That rahmah of Allah, he gives it to whomsoever he wills. And Allah mentions another verse, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضٍ عَظِيمٍ. He gives rahmah to whomsoever he wills, and Allah is the possessor of all greatness, all bounties, the exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that rahmah is from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Rahim, He's al-Rahman, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rahman means vast mercy, because it comes in the verbal conjugation Ar-Rahman Al-Fa'lan, which means vastness, and the Rahim Al-Fa'il, which signifies deliverance of the mercy. And that deliverance of the mercy, specific mercy, is to the believers. And Allah mentioned, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah is, He delivers that mercy, specific mercy, to the believers. And he gives, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that mercy to whomsoever he wills. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given us. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And likewise Allah says thereafter, and we do not make the ajr, the reward of the righteous, we do not make them lose their reward. If you do good, you will see it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to other good deeds. So if you do any good, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you put forward for yourself, not for Allah, it's for yourself, of good, you will find it with Allah. So whatever good you do, Allah will repay it, will give you much more. From his mercy, from his bounties, from his kindness. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah said, Allahu yajudu bijawadihi. فَإِنَّهُ يَجُودُ بِجَوَادِهِ. That he is generous with his generosity. He's generous, but not just generous. He's generous with his generosity. Subhanallah. And what Allah has is far greater than what the people have. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has is heavy in the scales that he'll give you and aid you in that which will be good, because he was patient. Been accused with this slander, been accused, but still he was patient. Not only that, being driven from his home earlier and prior to that, driven from his home, separated from his family, from his father. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him many levels. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. But the reward of the hereafter is even better for the ones who believe, and they were pious. They continue to be pious. They perform acts of righteousness. They keep away from the haram. So thereafter, Yusuf's brothers, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Yusuf, his brothers entered. And he recognized them. Entered where? Entered Egypt. Why? Because where they lived was like desert. Back home was like desert. Didn't have much food, didn't have much vegetation, as you mentioned some of the books of tafsir. And so when they came to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they didn't know he was a Prophet Yusuf, he was his brother. He was their brother. They didn't know. But he recognized them. And they did not recognize him. And they came to Egypt in order to buy food, provision, vegetation. So he had furnished them with their provisions, according to their need. And he said, bring me a brother of yours from your father. And he meant Benjamin. Benjamin. And he will give you more of a medicine. I will give you more. And I am the best of hosts. وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِ بِهِ. And if you don't bring him to me, there shall be no measure. Some of the books of tafsir mention, or some of the books mention, that it may be they spoke about their family members and who else is missing, and they mentioned their other brother. Their other brother. And so therefore, due to that, Yusuf alayhi salam said, bring him as well, and we'll give you more in measure. Then thereafter, they said, we shall try to get permission for him from his father. Notice, they didn't say from our father. This is how disobedient they were. They didn't say our father. They said his father. قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ. He's their father, but he didn't say our father. He said, we will try and speak to his father. And some mentioned about the day, that's how disobedient they were. Undutiful to their parents. Undutiful to their father. That they didn't even address him as our father. SubhanAllah. But later on you will see what happens. And verily we shall do it. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam told his servants to put their money back. Whatever they paid, put it back. Along with the vegetation that they bought, whatever it was, in their bags. And so that they might know it when they go back to their people, in order they may come again. So when they returned to their father, they said, oh, our father, no more measure of grain shall we get unless we take our brother. So send our brother with us, and we shall get our measure, and truly we will guard him. Now they address their father as our father. قَالَ هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. The father said, Yaqub alayhi salam, shall I trust you with him? How can I trust you with him? Shall I entrust you with him? As I entrusted you with his brother, meaning Yusuf alayhi salam, beforehand. And then he said, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. And Allah is the best one to protect and guard. And that's so true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector and he's the guardian. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can harm you. If Allah is with you, no one can harm you. No one can bring about anything to cause harm to yourself, to your family, to your children. If you are upon those who protect and guard Allah's duties. In the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet said, Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I'm going to let me teach you some words of advice. And then he taught him, ihfadillah yahfadk. Guard Allah's duties and Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak. Guard Allah's duties and you will find him in front of you. And in another narration, tajidhu amamak. In front of you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. You ask Allah alone, and we seek help from Allah alone. So Allah is the protector and the guardian of each and every one of us. That He is the one who protects us, ayyuhallah. And from the reasons that Allah protects you is that you guard Allah's duties. Guarding the five daily prayers. Guarding the head and what it contains. As Ibn Rajab says, guarding the eyes, guarding the ears, guarding the tongue, guarding the private parts, guarding the belly and what enters it from the haram. Making sure that you only eat that which is halal. Guarding your hands, your feet, and going to only that which is pleasing to Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best to protect and guard. إِوَاللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. And He is the most merciful. The most merciful of those who show mercy. So when they open their bags, now they're back home with their father, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they open their bags and they found the money has been returned to them. And they said, our father, what more can we desire? This our money has been returned to us and we shall get more food for our family and we shall guard our brother and add one more measure of a camel's load. And this is easy for the king to give. So Ya'qub alayhi salam, Jacob said, I will not send him with you until you swear an oath by Allah's name that you will bring him back. So swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from Tawheed. To say Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi is swearing by Allah. This is from Tawheed. But as for swearing by other than Allah, then this is shirk. And the Prophet said that إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ إِذَا حَلَفَ أَحَدَكُمْ فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ. If any one of you swears, then let him swear by Allah. Not swear by, but also not to make it such a habit of anything small. Swear by Allah for something that is, that you swear by Allah for. That is something which is not like, wallahi I'm going to drink tea, wallahi I'm going to put sugar in it, wallahi. And you don't belittle it. This is something which is a sacred. Swearing by Allah is worship. So worship Allah with, or by swearing by Allah. If it needs be that you have to swear by Allah, because maybe people don't trust you, you swear by Allah. But be truthful. Because if you break that oath, if you swear by Allah and you're lying, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Guard your oaths. And if you were to break it, then the expiation of it, Allah mentions in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that the expiation of swearing by Allah is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that you would have to free a slave. If you can't do that, then you feed 10 poor people. And if you, or clothe 10 poor people. With that which you eat, or with that which you clothe yourself with. Not something less. مِمَّا تُطْعِمُ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةً. So all of that is or. Free a slave, or. I said, if you can't find a slave. The verse mentions, the correct, correct meaning says, you either feed 10 poor people, or clothe 10 poor people, with that which you eat and clothe yourself with, or free a slave. أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةً. Because أَوْ means or. In Arabic, أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةً فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. If you do not have the ability to do any of those three, then fast for 3 days. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Such is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His signs, that you may be grateful. So these are the rules and regulations with regards swearing or making an oath. نعم. من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله. Whoever of you swears, then let him swear by Allah. So Ya'qub عليه الصلاة والسلام made his other sons swear by Allah. قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتون موثقا موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم. Such that he is, except that he said, if you are surrounded by enemies. And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, Allah is the witness to what you have said. Allahu Akbar. And no doubt, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Sufficient is Allah as a witness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ الشَّهَادَةِ قُلِ اللَّهِ. Say, who is the greatest in bearing witness? Say, Allah. So people may think that the people are, are bearers of witness. No one, they could be lying. It's a situation. There was a situation where a brother, subhanAllah, a brother in a family, he said to his brothers, look after my land as a loan, as a kind of a loan, and in return just lend me some money. So what his other brothers did, they sold that land by getting 12 false witnesses, shahadat al-zur, subhanAllah. And when he came back, the brother came back, this is a true story. You hear these stories, many people come to you with stories. And he came back, and he said, give me my land back, to his own brothers, ya ikhwan. And subhanAllah, only to find that they have sold his land, only to find that they have oppressed him, only to find. And what is it for the person to say, kafa billahi shahida, sufficient is Allah as a bearer of witness. Sufficient is Allah. Nobody escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the all-powerful and the all-knowledgeable of everything that happens. So if you feel somebody has wronged you or oppressed you, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheedan. Bayni wa baynakum is a bearer of witness between you and me. In all that we say and all that we do. So no one escapes the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, look at Ya'qub alayhi salam, so much conviction, so much yaqeen. He says, Allahu ala ma naqulu wakeel. Allah is witness, is a bearer of witness, is a guardian over what we have said. So don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring about your rights sooner or later. And for those also who oppress the ulama, for example, or who oppress others but with their tongue and with their hands, sooner or later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you to account. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِ مَتِينَ. We will step by step leave them going astray without them realizing and give them in full. Indeed, our plan is mighty. So the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty. And none of us can escape His plan subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is al-mudabbir, the planner. And we have to have conviction, yaqeen, that nobody escapes the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that we command with justice and righteousness. And it's possible a person makes a mistake without intending that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-just. The one is the all-powerful subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings and make us better until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Tawheed and Sunnah. Ya'qub alayhi salam, in the end, he lets them take his son. And he said, oh my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. Enter by different gates, as they cannot avail against Allah at all. Yani it may be, if you all enter one gate and something happens, you'll all be, yani, something may happen and you never know. So just take the asbab. And here Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah says, take the asbab. Take the reasons which will help you in your provisions. Don't just go with the flow, as they say, but rather take the reasons. Take the reasons that will bring about a good, inshallah, good decision. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In Him I put my trust, and that all those that trust put their trust in Him. Allahu Akbar. عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. So beautiful. Allah is the one who we should rely upon. If we were to truly rely upon Allah, true reliance would be like the bird that goes out early in the morning, hungry, and comes back full. Rely upon Allah. توكل الله. وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Rely upon the one who is the ever living, who doesn't die. سبحانه وتعالى. ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب قضاها. And when they entered according to their father's advice, it did not avail them in the least against the will of Allah. It was but a need of Ya'qub alayhi salam's inner self which he discharged, and verily he was endowed with knowledge because we had taught him, but most men do not know. Because Ya'qub alayhi salam was a prophet, and Allah taught him, but the will of Allah prevails. For as Shaykh Rabi' Hafizullah said, the will of Allah is from His rububiyyah, from His lordship. You have a will, and Allah has a will. And your will cannot go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you will, and you have a choice. You do good and you do bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it to occur based upon His great wisdom. And when they went in before Yusuf, alayhi salam, he took his brother Benjamin to himself and said, "Verily, I am your brother." So Yusuf said to his brother Benjamin, "I am your brother. So grieve not for what they used to do." So when he had furnished them with their provisions, he put a golden bowl in his brother's bag, because he wants to keep his brother with him. So he made it as a reason for him to stay with him. Then somebody called out, "Oh, you in the caravan, surely you are thieves." They turning towards them, actually, they said, "Akhi, na'am," said, "Thumma adhana mu'addinun ayyatuha al-'iru innakum lasariqun." They turning towards them said, "What is it that you have lost?" They said, "We have lost the golden bowl of the king. And for him who produces it is the reward of a camel load, and I will be bound by it." They said, "By Allah, indeed you know that we came not to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves." Then Yusuf a.s. said, "What then shall be the penalty of him if you are proved to be liars?" If you are proved to be liars. So it was willed that when they opened the bags, they found the bag of Benjamin, and his provision, he had the golden bowl. And so therefore, even though the brothers wanted somebody else to go on his behalf, he said, "No, only the one whose golden bowl was found, whose bag was the golden bowl, that is the one that will have to stay behind." So he, Yusuf alayhi salam, began the search. When he searched, and he found that golden bowl in Benjamin, because he put it there. Then Yusuf alayhi salam's brother said, "If he steals..." There was a brother of his, Yusuf, who did steal before him. But these things did Yusuf keep in himself, revealing not the secrets to them. He said within himself, "You are the worst case, and Allah is the best knower of what you describe." We're coming to it anyway, we're coming to the rest of the story. They said, "Oh, ruler of the land, verily has an old father." And so basically they tried to use that as an excuse for Benjamin to go back home. But they said, "No, the one whose bag was the golden bowl, that is the one who will remain." And it was said to them, "Return to your father and say, our father, verily our son Benjamin has stolen, and we testify not except according to what we know, and we could not know the unseen. And ask the people of the town where we have been and the caravan in which we returned, and indeed we are telling the truth." By now, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came to him, he didn't believe them because of what they did to Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't believe them then. So he knew that something was going on. He, Ya'qub, said, "Nay, or rather not, surely not. But your own selves have beguiled you." قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. He said, "You're plotting again, you're doing something." فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is beautiful. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِ بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. He said, "It is hoped that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all of them back to me." Meaning his two sons, the ones that stayed, Benjamin stayed behind, and the other one, he didn't know where he was, but he was sure in Allah, certain with Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him. And Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah says, a period of 30 years that he stayed away from his own two sons. 30 years, ya ikhwan, not seeing his children. Yani in particular, Yusuf alayhi salam. I mean, subhanAllah, if you miss your son for a day, 2 days, 1 week, if you go some business trip or abroad somewhere, Umrah for 2 weeks, you miss your children. Imagine 30 years, ya Abdullah. And how he was patient. So when he also now lost his other son, his eyes flowed with tears. And he cried and he and he became blind. They said, by Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf. Even his Yusuf's brothers kept on saying that you always remember Yusuf. They were jealous of him. You always remember Yusuf until you become weak with old age, or until you will die. SubhanAllah. Again, disrespect, and also jealousy. And jealousy is an evil malice, an evil trait to have in one's heart. In fact, the scholars mentioned that jealousy, hasad, is weakness in your iman in qadr. Why? Because it's the qadr of Allah that He makes this one rich and this one poor. It's the qadr of Allah that this one He is knowledgeable and this one is ignorant. It's the qadr of Allah that He gives this one children and this one without children. This is all the qadr of Allah. So if you are strong in the qadr of Allah, you say, Alhamdulillah. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ مُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. All of the affair is good for you, Ya Abdullah. Say, Alhamdulillah. Whenever you remember somebody in the dunya, think of those who are less than you. And whenever you remember somebody who's more in the deen, think of someone more knowledgeable than you, so you can emulate them and be like them and be better than them, inshallah. But in the worldly affairs, don't complain and look at those who are above you. In the worldly affairs, say, Alhamdulillah. Yes, he may have his mansions, he may have, but by Allah, that's nothing. That is nothing compared to the deen of Allah. There's nothing compared to dhikr of Allah, reciting the recitation of Quran and that which you have prepared for the Akhirah. Because the Akhirah is better. The Akhirah is better and everlasting. It may be that wealth is a trial for you and Allah saved you from it. It may be that Allah saved you from having a child that was going to oppress you your whole life and make you, give you a life of sadness and sorrowness. So going back to the story, Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam said, oh my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf and his brother, and never give up hope in Allah's mercy. Allahu Akbar. Wala tayasu min rawhillah. Don't give up. Keep going. Be patient. And be perseverant. And be steadfast. Don't give up from the mercy of Allah. Innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa alqawmul kafirun. For none, and certainly none, despairs from the mercy of Allah except those people who disbelieve. So when they entered upon Yusuf a.s., they said, O ruler of the land, a hard time has hit us and our family, and we have brought but poor capital. So pay us full measure and be charitable to us. Truly Allah does reward the charitable. He said, do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother? So by this time, Yusuf a.s. already mentioned this. When you were ignorant, they said, are you indeed Yusuf? He said, I am Yusuf. And this is my brother. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has been bounteous to us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The one who is pious and is patient, Allah will not deprive them of the good deeds that they have done, of the righteous, the muhsinun. They said, by Allah, indeed Allah has preferred you to us, and we certainly have been sinners. Now they remember, and they are remorseful, and they are asking Allah for forgiveness. And so everyone sins, Ya Abdullah. But the best of those who sin are those who turn into repentance. It's not difficult. Say, I made a mistake. Khalas. Astaghfirullah, tubu ilayhi. May Allah forgive me. It's not difficult. Humble yourself to Allah. Okay, the people look down at, no worries. My concern is my relation with Allah. That's my concern. Not with the people. I made a mistake, astaghfirullah tubu ilayhi. It's not difficult. May Allah forgive us and make us better. May Allah make us of those who continuously repent to Him. No reproach on you. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at this. Look how accepting of their tawbah. Qala la tathriba alaykum al-yawm. He's not reminding them, you did this, you did that, you did this. He said to them, no reproach on you this day. May Allah forgive you. Yaghfir Allahu lakum. This is the pure heart of Yusuf alayhi salam. And that's why the scholars of Tafsir, they said, his beauty was not just outward. His beauty was inward. He had a beautiful heart. A heart of accepting others' mistakes that after they make tawbah. A heart that he was forgiving. A heart of overlooking. A heart of righteousness. SubhanAllah. that he said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. That there is no tathrib upon you. There is no reproach upon you. May Allah forgive you. And he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. And then the story continues towards the end. He said, go with this shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father, and he will become clear-sighted, and bring all your family. So when the caravan departed, their father said, I do indeed feel the smell of Yusuf, alayhi salatu salam, if only you think me not a person who has weakness of mind because of old age. They said, by Allah, certainly you are in your old era, meaning that you still love, your love is still there for him over us. And then when the bearer of the glad tidings arrived, he cast the shirt, Yusuf's shirt, over his father's eyes, and he was able to see thereafter. He said, did I not say to you? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Look at the conviction. Look at the certainty. Did I tell you that I know what you don't know? قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. They said, oh my father, seek forgiveness for us. Our sins, ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ. We were indeed sinners. We were wrong. We were wrongdoers. He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you. Verily He, only He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So when they came in before Yusuf alayhi salam, he took his parents to himself and said, enter Egypt if Allah wills in security. So look at that. Allah returned his family to him after those long years of patience. And he raised his parents to the throne, and they fell down before him, prostrating. And he said, oh my father, this is the interpretation of my dream aforetime. My Lord has made it come true. He was indeed good to me when he took me out of the prison and brought you all out here of the Bedouin life, the life in the desert, after the shaitan had sown enmity between me and my brothers. And this is the case of shaitan. How many times you see a family ties are broken because of shaitan sowing discord between the brother and his sister, between a father and his son. Discord, because each side allows shaitan to enter upon them. Ya akhi, be better. Allah says, idfa' bilati ahsan. Be better. Push forward with one that is better. She said something wrong to you, your sister. Be better. Reply it with good. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That which is between you and her in terms of enmity, then she will be your best friend thereafter. Because you are better. You did not continue that discord. But what happens now? Oh, she didn't invite me to the wedding. He didn't invite me to the wedding. Oh, I'm not going to invite her. Ya akhi, subhanAllah. Until this, to this level, it's your brother. It's your blood brother. Or your family member. Your own father. We have discourse between the son, mother and daughter. Nasallahu salama. Why? Because of the short-sightedness of the daughter. Or it may be the mother and father preferred one of the sons over them. SubhanAllah. And they showed this jealousy and they showed this discord. Ya akhi, subhanAllah, this is the qadr of Allah. And you have to be patient. And you have to give dawah with your actions before your speech. So do not allow enmity to come between you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ شَيْطَانَ أَن يُوقِعْ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Shaitan wants to cause enmity and hatred between you. فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيُصُدَّكُمْ. With alcohol and with gambling. Because these are the two evil traits that usually cause families to split. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And he takes you away from the remembrance of Allah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. So will you desist? Will you desist? Or are you going to continue in this enmity and discord? Be the peacemaker in your family. Try to bring people together. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Allah says, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. That bringing rectification is good. And it's a great reward for that. It's a great reward for that. And that is the intention that each and every one of us should have. We have communities breaking down because of shaitan, enmity, whispering of shaitan, causing people to split. People not ascertaining, people not affirming what actually happened, but actually allowing shaitan to be a reason for backbiting, for slandering, for tale-carrying, and then community splits. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if the people were sincere, just sit down and sort it out. Sit down, ya akhi. Astaghfirullah tubuli. If I made mistakes, astaghfirullah tubuli. Sit down. It's no big deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he mentioned Fatiris samawati wal ard, anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. So thereafter we have the beautiful dua, beautiful dua that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned when he sees his brothers prostrating to him and his mother and his father, and that is a prostration of honor, not a prostration of worship. And he says, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith. Oh my Lord, you have indeed bestowed upon me sovereignty and taught me something of the interpretation of dreams. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah, you are my guardian, my protector, my helper, my supporter in this life and the hereafter. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin, make me die as a Muslim, or cause me to die as a Muslim, the one who submits to your will, and join me with the righteous. Dalika min anba'i al-ghayb nuhihi ilayk wa ma kunta ladayhim id ajma'u amrahum wa hum yamkurun. That is the news of the unseen which we revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You were not present with them when they arranged their plan together and while they were plotting. And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire eagerly. So this next verse, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, shows you that most of the people in this dunya are heading for destruction. And few of the slaves really are grateful. And Allah says, قَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And in this verse, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, you will not find most people, even if it look very hard, as being true believers. وَمَا تَسْأَلْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And no reward you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should ask of them, meaning those who deny your prophethood. It, the Qur'an, is no less than a reminder and advice to the men and the jinn. And how many signs come upon us in the heavens and the earth? And how many times they pass by these signs while they are averse therefrom? And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners. Again, it's repeated, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, that most of them who actually believe, except that they commit shirk. Most of them believe not in Allah except that they commit shirk. And you can see that those who profess to be upon Islam, but yet you find them committing shirk with Allah. Like the Brelvis, like the Sufis, who call upon other than Allah, they read the Burda of Busayri, and in it contains shirk, this poem of the cloak, where they say the Rasulullah ﷺ, he has the knowledge of the unseen unconditionally, where the Prophet ﷺ, they call upon him that no one else can protect me in Yawm al-Qiyamah except you, O Messenger of Allah. So what about Allah? Who's the protector and the guardian? But yet they memorize this burda, this poem of the cloak, and they keep it with them as if it is the Qur'an, or more than the Qur'an. And they invent things about it, innovations upon innovations, lies upon lies, and they say that if you say it so many times, a burglar won't come into your house. If you say it so many times, and you're on a ship, it won't sink. If you say it so many times, then it will protect you. And all so much gibberish. You know, people are making up all these stories. And this is found in a booklet which I bought from Bradford in a Brelvi shop. And the book is written in gold and is beautified with so much color and so much, so many patterns and all this. And it's shirk! Shirk! So what was the beautification for them? To make haram halal? To make shirk pleasing to the eye? Indeed, most of them who profess belief, most of them you find them committing shirk. And shirk is of different types. Some people are upon iman, but then they start showing off. They do things for other than Allah. And the Rasulullah ﷺ would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an a'lamu. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in committing shirk with you knowingly. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. And I ask your forgiveness in committing shirk with you unknowingly. That is Rasulullah ﷺ saying that on a regular basis. So how can we feel secure? Afa aminu an ta'tiyahum ghashiyatun min adab Allah. So do they then feel secure from coming against them of the covering veil of atonement of Allah? Are they secure enough? to feel that they are so secure that a punishment will not come upon them. As Allah mentioned, أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, or the hour will come upon them and they don't even realize, they perceive not. And then Allah mentioned the beautiful last few verses, and that is, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ مَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my way. The way of Allah is one, singular. I invite to Allah, and that is Tawheed. I and whoever follows me, say this, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the people, that this is my way, the way of Allah, Sirat al-Mustaqim. Whoever I, and he says, Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and whoever follows me upon this Tawheed, wa subhanaka wa subhanallah wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and glorified and exalted Allah, and I am not from the polytheists. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ, and we have not sent before you يعني, as messengers any but men to whom we revealed from among the people of townships. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So don't they travel through the land and see what was the end of those who came before them, whether they are Romans, whether they are the Greeks, whether they are the Vikings. What happened to them in the end? The Normans, where are they? All perished, all gone. So look at those that we have dealt with, or we have يعني, punished before them. The people of Nuh alayhi salam, who went against them, where are they? They were drowned. The people of Salih, the people of Hud, all of the prophets that I mentioned in the Quran, the 25 prophets, the stories that I mentioned, where are they now? The people who mocked them, who went against them, where are they? But the home of the hereafter is the best for those who fear Allah and obey Him by abstaining from sins and evil deeds and by performing righteous good deeds. Do you not understand? حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ, and we will rescue whomsoever we will, and our punishment cannot be warded off from the people who are mujrimun. Those who are evildoers, punishment will come upon them. And the last verse, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding. The Quran is not forged, it's not a forged statement, but a confirmation of all of the books that came before, whether it's the Torah, the Injil, and the scriptures, and so on and so forth, and a detailed explanation of everything, and a guide and a mercy for a people who believe not. And lastly, just some of the things that Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who saved Yusuf alayhi salatu salam from being killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Yusuf from falling into his desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Yusuf and raised him from being poor, from being destitute, from being a stranger, to being raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For being imprisoned by Allah. From being imprisoned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him away from all that. In the prison they said to him, we see you as a righteous person. So tell us the interpretation of our dreams. So he took the opportunity to give them da'wah first. Ya Abdullah, this is the opportunity we must take. Give them da'wah first, and then he told them the interpretation. As Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di rahmullah, he mentioned. And also, it is incumbent upon the one who talks or who calls people to Islam to be sincere to Allah, first and foremost, and to gain knowledge, to call to Allah, and to be upon ilm, not to give da'wah upon ignorance, like many groups. They go out there and they call to ignorance. They don't call to tawheed. Tawheed first and foremost. Yusuf alayhi salam said to the people in the prison, is it the rabbis that you take as deities besides Allah? Others that you take as deities besides Allah? Others that you call upon? Do you call upon the dead? Do you rely upon talismans? These are also can be said to those who are committing shirk in this life. Do you rely upon Abu Dhanallah? Do you rely upon charms? Look at the people, how ignorant they are, putting Christmas trees in their houses. Billah, what has Christmas tree got to do with Jesus Christ? With Isa alayhi salam? Nothing. Christmas tree was worshipped by pagans. Was worshipped by pagans, decorated and worshipped. Now they bring it into their houses. Ignorance upon ignorance. Say Alhamdulillah, Allah saved you from that ignorance. Say Alhamdulillah, Allah saved you from this pagan festival. 25th December, the shortest day of the year. 26th December, they say the sun brings about its strength. And that's why they used to worship, the pagans used to worship the sun on the 25th of December. So the Christians came along and said, why don't we make Jesus say that Jesus was born on that day? So they changed the U in sun, S-U-N to S-O-N, and they ended up getting the people to worship Jesus alayhi salam. Ignorance upon ignorance. What did Father Christmas have to do with Jesus Christ? What did the reindeer have to do with Jesus Christ? Ignorance upon ignorance. So people are left heedless. But as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised you with knowledge. Allah has raised you to search. We're not told to be blind followers and sheep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تكون إمعة إن أحسن الناس أحسنتم وإن أساء الناس أساءتم. Don't be a sheep. Don't be a blind follower. If the people are good, I'm good. If the people are bad, I'm bad. No, be knowledgeable. Learn the deen. Gather knowledge. Seek knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you if you are sincere. If you are sincere. And lastly, he mentions that the hereafter is better and everlasting for those who are pious, for those who believe. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the believers. Not just good in this life, because Yusuf alayhi salam, he was given good in this life. Towards the end of his life, he was raised. Naam, even after he was harmed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him like he will test you and me. Of course, that test is much higher for the prophets. The prophets are tested the most. But I mean, like, I mean, everyone is tested. That's what I mean. Everybody is tested. Allah says, أَعَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولَ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. The people think they'll be left alone to say we believe and we do not believe. They'll be left alone to say we believe and not be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And Allah will know the truthful from the ones who are not truthful. So Allah will test you and me. And so much as how much we pass the tests, then that is the highest level that you reach, inshallah, in happiness in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who follow the example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us patient when trials occur. As one of the scholars said, don't ask Allah for patience and stop there. But ask Allah for patience when trials occur. Because if you say, oh Allah, make me patient, it is as if you're asking for trials. So don't say, oh Allah, make me patient and stop there. But rather, say, oh Allah, make me patient when trials occur. And after hardship, there is ease. After hardship, there is ease. We ask Allah to forgive us. And inshallah we'll continue with the story. The stories of the prophets. Now we have finished all the stories, alhamdulillah, except the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are other kings mentioned, not prophets, in Qasr al-Anbiya. Kings and righteous men are mentioned. And we will go over that in the next couple of days. So tomorrow, inshallah, tomorrow night, we will go over the story of the people of the cave, Ashabul Kahf, as it will be after Isha. And on Saturday, inshallah, at 2 p.m., which is Dhuhr, we'll go over the story of Dhul Qarnain. So inshallah, that will be the next 2 days. And then what's left is only the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the longest story in the book of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah. So that will take maybe 4 or 5 days to cover that section. And just before you go,
to show you the importance, because Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was dutiful to his parents. He was dutiful to his parents, but his brothers, they were not. Just before you go, one of the things mentioned in order to be dutiful to our parents, one of the things that will help be kind to them and show them kindness, is that we follow that which is mentioned by Ibn Hajar. And that is a beautiful fa'idah. Increase in the salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a reason for you to be dutiful to your parents. Does anybody know how? If you increase in salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. How does that make me dutiful to my parents? Any answers? If you get this answer right, you get a nice gift, inshallah. Huh? No, salah. Why salah upon the Prophet ﷺ is a reason for you to be dutiful to your parents. No. It's all dua, yes, it's dua, you say. Yeah, but it's not the answer. Okay, Ibn Hajar rahimullah mentions. Any more answers? Well, that's one word, but that's a bit ba'id. There's a clearer answer to that. Clearer. It's close. That one, maybe get a cup of water. Give him a cup of water. It's all good, isn't it? It's all. Give another cup of water, that one as well. Okay, the answer is Ibn Hajar rahimahullah says, "Akthiru salah alayya," from the hadith. Increase in the salah upon me. The hadith. Increase in the salah upon me. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِي مَلَكًا. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded or put forward an angel for my grave, عند قبري. فَإِذَا صَلَّ عَلَيَّ رَجُلٌ. So when a person gives salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ أُمَّتِي, from my ummah, قَالَ لِي يَا مُحَمَّدٌ. So the angel says, "Oh Muhammad, إِنَّ فُلَانِ ابْنُ فُلَانِ, that the so-and-so, the son of so-and-so." So your father is mentioned, your parents are mentioned in that. Ibn Fulan salla alayya, salla alayka, that in so and so sends salah upon you. So Ibn Hajar and other scholars mentioned that this is a reason for your parents to be honored. You've honored them, for the angel says this to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have given salah upon me, upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore you've honored your parents, and it's dutiful, you're kind to your parents, that that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard not just your name but the name of your parents. So increase in the salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can find that in volume 11, 626 of Fath al-Bari. And regarding patience, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he said, لا يذوق العبد حلاوة الإيمان حتى يأتيه البلاء من كل مكان. That indeed a person will not taste the sweetness of iman fully until trials come from all angles. So from all areas, he's trialed with wealth, he's trialed with his family, he's trialed with self, he's trialed with so many areas. He's trialed, but he's patient, and he tastes the sweetness of iman. That is mentioned in Tariq al-Baghdad. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us in these trials, and may Allah not trial us or burden us with that which is greater than we can bear. Jazakumullahu khairan, alhamdulillah. May Allah reward the brothers who continue to establish this masjid upon khair, those teachers who are teaching, the brothers and the sisters teaching, those children, over 160 children, boys and girls learning Islamic studies, learning Quran.
May Allah reward them. That comes first and foremost by the help of Allah. But we have to be sincere. If we are sincere, according to the sunnah, wallah, you'll see greater than this. You'll see far greater than this. Allah puts barakah. So we have to be sincere in everything that we say and do. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it in the scales of those brothers who are striving in good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم.